2455. This is a case for proper spacing for the development of the Short Creek Bach and Pool, Burke County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, PO Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Hess Corporation. We're going to have three witnesses testify in this one. They're Macy Wallace, Jake Lacey, and Liz Newton. And we'll do this one very quickly. This is a single well Bakken field. It's proper spacing, and there's no further development anticipated. I think under the rules, we probably could have just submitted the affidavit or the exhibits, but since we have the witnesses here, we'll go through them quickly, and if the commission has any questions, we'll try to answer those. Macy Wallace will be the first witness. I assume she's still under oath.
Yep, witnesses are sworn in, so go ahead.
Macy, let's go to Exhibit 1 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 1.
Exhibit 1 is the location map showing the field outline of the Short Creek field.
And Exhibit 2A?
Exhibit 2A is just showing the current spacing of the field is currently 1 for 1280.
And Exhibit 2B?
2B is showing Hess's ownership. We do only operate the 1 DSU in Section 2 and 11, and our working interest there is 59%.
No further questions, the land witness.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Jake Lacey is the next witness. Jake, I'll have you go to Exhibit 3 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is a structure map on the top of Middle Bakken with 50-foot contour intervals. And it also is indicating the line of section that's Exhibit 4.
And then let's cover Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is a cross-section flattened on the Middle Bakken, showing that the Bakken is present in this area.
No further questions, geologists.
Any questions from the staff?
Jake, the existing well, is it a Bakken or a Three Forks well?
It is a Bakken, I do believe.
It's actually a dual lateral.
It's a dual lateral? Okay.
Is it? I'll ask Liz when it comes up.
Next witness.
Next witness is Liz Newton. Liz, let's turn to Exhibit 5A, and maybe you want to cover 5A and 5B together.
Yes, 5A and 5B show the reservoir and food properties and also the production data from the well in the Short Creek field.
And let's go to Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 shows the reservoir and economic data for this avalanche area and also shows that the well here does not pay out. That's why we do not have any current plans for future development in this area. In Exhibit 7, we're showing the recommended field rules, also covering the spacing of 1 well per DSU. Again, no further development anticipated.
And so it's Hess's recommendation that the no changes be made in the temporary spacing order, and both provisions simply be made or included in the proper spacing order. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
In your opinion, will that proper spacing order protect all the rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
I don't have any further questions. We offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Liz, you indicated that the well was drilled as a dual lateral well.
Yes.
Are both laterals producing, or is only one on production?
Both have been completed. So as far as we know, both are producing.
Okay. Thank you.
Liz, could you submit an oil and gas analysis for the well?
We have requested them, so we'll have them at a later time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That'll conclude our hearing for case 22455.